done. We're at Tim Horton. And it lasted 2 hours. I had to stay there for 2 hours. My God. So, Richard, are you happy?
No. Very, very bad.
Why?
Well, like I said, now they got the issue here. I got an issue here now that the man that's got the license to be appraiser is putting the blame over to his company, which his company's poor, more or less, probably doesn't own very much. So now I'm going to be fighting an insurance company whose insurance was supposed to be paying the liability on it because he is a professional. But this professional that's got to have a license, that's got to do the actual work on it, it looked like to me that they already knew what they wanted to accomplish in court by striking out my statement of claim. Like they struck out almost every part where I could show that they were all set up at the same time, even before they even thought about even moving the highway and expropriating my property. They had it all planned out with this real estate agent that was on the, like I said, the McLeod case that I wanted to bring in. But like as you've seen, the judge said, that is not evidence. Was evidence of this went on?
I don't think it was evidence. It just showed a precedent of, I think that's what you're trying to say. It showed a precedent, not the evidence, right?
It showed a precedent of this thing going on before. The same lawyers, the same people that worked for DOT, they knew the way things went. If they could delay a man long enough, he would give up. The McLeod guy more or less gave up. Because I don't blame the man, because as you can see what happened to me, if you don't give up, you're at the end of 10 years, there's no amount of money that the province could even pay you to give you back your 10 years, because your life is gone.
So you say, they say that you can't go after this Goodwin, is it? Goodwin name. He has his own company, that's what they said?
That's what they said. The Goodwin has got a company, so you got to sue the company because I signed a contract for his company. Even though there wouldn't be a company unless this man had a license through appraisal association, which was set up by the province of New Brunswick just before this highway went through.
So what do you think about our justice system, the way you've seen it at work today?
Well, I would say that Mr. Cameron had them things struck out, and they accomplished what they wanted. Mr. Goodwin's high-paid lawyer, whose insurance company is paying him whatever, $125 an hour, for taking on a little guy that's not going to ever get a lawyer, because a lawyer would it be clear suicide for a lawyer to take on this gang of bullies.
I seen that. Were you concerned when the judge mentioned the your misspelling or grammar?
Not really.
Because she did give you a chance to
explain myself. Yeah, but she never even heard my motion. My motion was just a joke.
So what's the next step?
Next step is carry on, get my minimum statement of claim in, for which I feel that it could end up like after the end of the whole court case, that if his company is not worth nothing, I guess you can't get nothing from a company that's not worth nothing. But the insurance company should pay the damages. I would say up to $21,000 is all I'm going to ever get back.
Do you think that they said 4 months? Do you think by 4 months you'll be dead?
I could be. I could be, because like I said, in order to keep a roof over my head, working, driving taxi 12 hours a day or whatever, which that's pretty much what all I can do now because of my financial situation that these people has all put me into. Like,
this is not your normal.
I'll be turning 55 this summer there. And I guess my freedom 55 is to carry on with a useless battle, I guess.
Oh, I know the feeling. Well, think about it, and I think it goes to show you if you had, like you said before the trial, If you have this, if it's a civil suit, they won't give you a lawyer. But if it's a criminal, then they'll give you a lawyer, but only if you have a chance to land in jail. So I think the poor, really, from what I've seen today, which I'm not an expert in the justice system, to come up with these fancy words and all that, I think that they were ready.
Well, you can see by my network when they took this property, it was over 300 and some thousand, and you see today my network is zero. So I would say they made me poor.
Any last word?
Oh, I just wish I could find some people that would, that other people that's been expropriated and use the same lawyers and use the same appraisers would come with me and to start a class action on the province of New Brunswick for creating the situation that they have created in these expropriation matters, because they have definitely got a way to burn you out. By the time you get to court, you're completely burnt out. But one time they used to burn you out physically, they get you away from your property and burn your house down. But now they just burn you out mentally.
Well, don't let it bother you, Richard. Don't take another stroke over this. And I hope everything's fine. And I'm sure we'll do a follow-up. And
well, the only way way it could be fine, if I did take another stroke and kick out of it, at least I would be out of here.